Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Lamed Vav, Nedarim 36a, pagination is 71. We have a statement that we encountered on the previous page. It's repeated again in our Gemara about a quarter of the way down on the page, maybe a third. The first word on the line is Gufa, right after a two dots, where we have a statement, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol tzrichim da'as chutz mimechuser kapora. Generally in karbanos, you need the intent of the owner authorizing the karban to be brought, except if it's a case of mechuser kapora, a person who needs a karban to be brought, not because he did anything wrong, but he needs it brought in order that he can come back to the Beis HaMikdash. The example is a person with an emission. There's a specific routine, a process that has to be taken, which includes a karban. And that case does not require the intent of the owner of the karban. Shaharei, Rabbi Yechanan's proof was, Adam mevi karban al banav al benosav haktanim. A person can bring this mechuser kapara karban on his children. His children are underage. They're not considered age to have intent, that we take their da'as, their intent, into account. Nevertheless, he's able to bring a karban on their behalf. So you see that if a karban can be brought on behalf of children, apparently it doesn't need the intent of the owner, and you could operate on the person's behalf without their intent. The Gemara, about a third of the way up from the bottom, at the end of the line with the word Ella, asks a profound question. Ella Meyata, if it's true that you can bring up proof that anything that you could do on behalf of your children should therefore be allowed to be done for a different person, because you're seeing that it doesn't require a person's intent. So then, Yavi Adam Pesach al Chaveiro, a person should be allowed to bring a Karban Pesach for his fellow, an adult, a different person in the community. I should be able to designate a Karban Pesach on his behalf and bring the Karban Pesach and include him in it without him knowing anything. And then Pesach night, after it would already be too late to include somebody, I could already go back to him and say, you were included. Lucky you. You're already included in a Karban Pesach, and it should work without his intent. Shekein Adam mevi albana va'albanosa vaktanim, because a person brings a Karban Pesach and includes his children. Aloma, Omer Rabbi Lazar, but we have a tradition from Rabbi Lazar that Hifresh Pesach al Chavera lo asa klum. If a person tries to bring a Karban Pesach, including his friend, on behalf of his friend, without his friend's intent, it is not going to work. And we're at a loss to explain why not. Rabbi Yechanan told us a principle. By Mechusrei Kapara, by a person who simply needs this Karban to be brought on his behalf, it's not an atonement. It just needs it brought in order that he could re-enter the Beis HaMikdash. So you could bring it for your children. So you could bring it for somebody else without their intent. But if that extrapolation is accurate, then we should be able to do that exact same extrapolation by a Karban Pesach. You're allowed to bring it for your children, which means it doesn't need intent. So then you should be allowed to do it for somebody else, because it doesn't need intent, and that's not true. We have this tradition from Rabbi Lazar that you can't include somebody else in your Karban Pesach without their intent. How do you reconcile this, that you're able to do it for your children and still not able to do it for somebody else? Amar Rabzeira explained, Se leves avos lav de oraisa. The entire dynamic of bringing a Karban Pesach that's going to include the family members, including underage, meaning your children, that's not biblical. That's not operating according to the real rules of Korban Pesach. And you're including those children, but it's not provable. They're not chayiv in mitzvahs yet, and it's not provable that that's the way that Korban Pesach works. Umimai, how do I know this? That the entire inclusion of children is not following the typical dynamics of Korban Pesach? Midetnan, because there's a Mishnah. Ha'omer Levonov, a person says to his children, Hareini Shochet al HaPesach, I'm going to be including in my Korban Pesach, Al Mishayale Mikem Rishon LiYerushalayim, whichever one of you makes it up first to Yerushalayim, whoever is Aleph, whoever makes it first. Kevin Sheikhnes Rishon Rosho Verubo, as soon as the first one makes it into Yerushalayim, Zacha Bechelko, he gets the merit of inclusion, Umezake Es Echav Imo, and he gets to include his fellow siblings with him automatically. The I Amrit Selves of Labayis de Oraisa, and if you tell me that the concept of including children is supposed to follow the biblical methodology of inclusion, Al Bisra Koi Umezaki Luhu, at that point it's already flesh, it's already been shecht, the animal's been slaughtered. You're never allowed to include somebody after it's already been shecht. How could you include anybody of the children? The answer is that really they were included, and he was simply trying to make a race to get them to try to come quickly. But essentially, they were all included automatically. Why did he say this race? To see if he can get them to come quicker to Yerushalayim and join him for Yom Tov. Tanya Nami Hachi, that's exactly how it's presented in Ebraisa. Maisa Haya, there was a story of a person who did this type of thing. He made an announcement, whoever comes first gets included in my Korban Pesach. V'kidmu banos lebanim, and the daughters came earlier than the sons. There was like a pattern. And the comment was, v'nimtzu ubanos zerizos, people were saying that the girls come quickly, ubanim shefalim, and the boys, you know, how unfortunate, they're slowpokes. Says the Ran, v'loktani banos zachu, doesn't say that the girls are included in the Korban Pesach and the boys are not, because the girls came on time and the boys didn't. It's simply a question of a contest, of a race. But in terms of inclusion, when it comes to children, they're all being included, and therefore we don't have a comparison to the concept of Das, because you're not getting their Das and you don't need their Das, and it doesn't prove anything to your attempt to include somebody else out of the family without Das. In that case, Rabbi Loza taught us, you would require the person's intent in order to be included. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.